Lord God, may we be able to focus on your word and your word alone. In your son's name we pray. Amen. If you would, take out the back of your bulletin to Isaiah chapter 6. My goal this morning is to make this so simple and easy to understand so that you can take this and you can share this with someone who's not here. So we'll see if we do that. So this morning we are going to go over this phrase right here. All right. So if you didn't know, we're going to be able to copy this down. Okay. So this is our goal for today. I know you guys came here thinking, okay, this is a vacation week and you're going to go easy on us. Okay, sure. Let's go over this then. When you're writing this down, this is the Hebrew. Don't write the things on the little dots or little things up and down. Just write the key things that look like sticks, I believe, is what people told me. All right? So if you would, write those things down. If you're trying to go from the English, which some of us love to do, this is the first part of Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5. All right? So if you would, underline that for me. All right? So this is one of the premier verses for me for Old Testament. This is what I was tested over at the seminary. Professor went over this and said, you got to know this, and know this. So somewhere in this, I think I was called on. So if I can remember half the stuff that I learned in that class, we'll be good this morning. So this is from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5. The English says, and I said, woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And so this phrase right here is that very first part. There is not always a literal translation of translation, so this is a phrase that I wanted to get this is said, and I said, woe is me. I am lost. Or you can say, I am ruined. Or even better yet, I am nothing. I am nothing. That's really what we want to talk about this morning. I am nothing. And so what we want to do is set the stage here. Because this is very much unprecedented. This is the prophet being taken up into heaven and looking on God for all he is and seeing what heaven really looks like. Seeing God on his throne. Because his reaction is what we want to talk about this morning. His reaction to seeing who God is. Just the robe, whatever he's wearing, fills the entire place. What's that say to us today about who God is? What is he saying? What is he conveying in these words? And so there is a mere mortal standing before the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. His first reaction. And that first reaction is what we want to take a look at. He says, I am nothing. Woe is me. However you want to try that, woe. Or what in the world am I doing here? This is God Almighty. I am a sinful person standing before that which is holy. I don't even deserve to be breathing. I don't deserve to be anywhere in existence in the next second. What he's trying to convey is who God is and who he is in connection with who God is. So in connection with who God is the most perfect being ever. He is without sin. And because Isaiah is a man who is sinful. He said, I have no business being in front of this man. It's kind of like the whole thing where your whole atoms and molecules in your body can be at the speed of light and therefore just disintegrate. That's what we're going to take a look at this morning of Isaiah saying, I am here right now, but in the next second, I expect to not be here this next second. I cannot be in here. And so that is what we want to take a look at today. Forget what else is going to happen next for now. But this morning, when we come here, do we expect to look at that cross and say, you know what, I deserve to be here. I deserve to take another breath in God's presence. Or do we come here and say, Lord God, I don't deserve to take another breath before you. How can you know what I did, what I thought, and what I didn't do in the last second, and allow me to take another breath in this place especially? How do we do that with a holy God? And the answer could be, what is grace? And how do you measure how merciful God is? Some of us would say, I'm about this much. Well, if you look, hey, look who I brought. It's like this, right? You can't measure that. You can't measure that. And then you want to take a step back and say, that must point to who he is. Who he is, how much mercy he has for us. That we'd be even allowed to gaze on the cross, to gaze on the forgiveness and the symbol, the way in which he paid for our sins. And in order to do that must be amazing. And so I simply don't want to look at that because I don't deserve it. And yet Christ gives us this reminder that every time we don't deserve it, that's what we want to take a look at. That's our mindset. Yes, you don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. And yet God is merciful. God is love. And so our reaction, however you want to translate that, if it's correct, whoa. Two steps back, whoa. I don't deserve to be here. I don't deserve to be in God's mercy. And so when we take a look at Isaiah, that's what we have for our lives. Whatever our next breath is, a breath from God is a gift in his mercy. How are we going to use that? And so taking a look at Isaiah chapter 6, I think it's very interesting. Do you guys read this and say, what's missing? Do you guys see what's missing? What is not even mentioned in this section? Maybe I think too much about this. Anyone see anything that's missing? Number one, you have God on his throne. Number two, you have angels, which I want to save the angels. They're another sermon for another day. Just the amazing candlelight that God has in these angels. It's amazing. But it talks about the foundations, the walls of the temple in heaven. And it talks about Isaiah and the angel that comes down and touches him. You ever notice something that's missing, though? What is missing in this throne room that's not in this section? Where are all the people? Where are the believers that have passed on before Isaiah? Is it interesting that when Isaiah is before God, he doesn't record that anybody is there? Do you notice that? Because in Revelation, it talks about the multitude being around the throne, seeing God and worshiping day and night with the angels. Do you notice that is missing in this section? And do you see that there's a reason why? There's a reason why, because God is trying to say that there's a reason for only one person to be there, and God is going to be beckoning and calling out us. Who's going to tell about God's mercy to the people? And so Isaiah says, Lord, I'm here, right here. Send me. He's the only person. And so very interesting enough, in the midst of what is missing, Isaiah says, let me be your words. Let me tell of what I've seen. Let me tell of your mercy. And so this morning, I'd really simply, really easy. We're allowed to go away from here, from this temple, in order that we can tell of the mercy that God has for us. Very simply, we tell of God's love. We sing about it. We are reminded of it in the words that we hear and what we say back to God. We are reminded of His glory. When you go away from here, don't let it end. Don't let the words of God's love only be on this screen. Live them out. Live them out. If you see something missing in what Isaiah says, be one of those people that says, here am I, Lord. I want to go. I want to go. Be that willing spirit. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, that last breath was a gift from you. Being able to hear another sound was a gift from you. Being able to entertain any thought was a gift from you. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we must, as Isaiah says, remember that we are a sinful people, which means down to our core, forget everybody else in here, we ourselves are sinful and in need of your mercy. We, like Isaiah, don't deserve to be anywhere in your presence, but yet, Lord God, you teach us about grace, love, and mercy each and every day of our lives. Lord God, help us understand that, Lord God, that is something to learn from. And when we learn from it, Lord God, help us have the understanding that, Lord God, we want to share this. This is amazing stuff. Be with us, Lord, in how we struggle to figure out how we can make you known to the world. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.